Let's hear from Detective Chief Superintendent Paula Hillman, who's the head of the PSNI Public Protection Branch. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
When you have heard one of the men at the very heart of these paedophile hunter groups, George Keenan, what was your reaction as you listened this morning?
Well, my reaction is as it's always been, and our message to the public is that we in the police service and as members of the community want to safeguard our young children, our young people. That's actually what we joined the police to do. And if you have information about any crime, whether it's happening on the streets or online, please pass that to us, to the police service. We have the detectives with the professional skills and knowledge to deal with it. We will deal with it in the appropriate manner. We will safeguard our young people, because that's another important element that's perhaps got lost in some of this, safeguarding our young people, how we do that. And we will work within the law of the country, within human rights, and be accountable for our actions.
There is public support for these paedophile hunter groups, and you know I've heard it from both the groups themselves and you know people in Nolan Live, for example, on BBC One, from within the audience, who say the reason they support these groups is because you're not doing enough. The police are not doing enough. They don't trust you that you're on top of this.
Yes, and I'm very much aware of that, Stephen. We hear what the public are saying. You know, this week alone, across courts in Northern Ireland, there are 70 cases listed in courts. Cases of rape, sexual assault, grooming, those with child abuse imagery. Those are listed across our courts this week. In Public Protection Branch alone last year, we dealt with over 6,000 referrals in relation to young people.
So why do you think, Paula, there is the amount of support for these hunter groups as there is? Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think safeguarding of our young people is a very emotive issue, and I understand that. But it's also about how we go about that. And actually, a lot of the work that I'm talking about perhaps is not in the public domain. We don't live stream what we do. We protect and support victims through the criminal justice process, or if it is through our work with social services. So not all of the work, I acknowledge, is in the public domain, and perhaps in an appropriate way, that's something that I, as head of Public Protection Branch, need to look at. But also we want to ensure that we have good investigations, and the only people who can carry out those investigations are the police service. And while I understand, and there are other groups, I mean, we would estimate at the minute there are probably 9 groups operating as paedophile hunters. And I do recognise that...
9?
Yes. We've seen 13 in total, Stephen, from June last year. And I would estimate there are 9 at the moment. And I know, and you know, some of them have different ways of operating. Some don't live stream, some do. And our message has always been clear. Give the information to the police service. Give it to us and we will deal with it. Do you not live stream what you're doing?
Are you concerned as to the activity of the paedophile hunter group who surrounded Kevin McGee, as they did? He's told us this morning, in the heart of Belfast, they drove a car in front of his car so he couldn't drive away. This is in the heart of our capital city.
It is, Stephen, and that
And he admits on air today, Mr. Keenan... George Keenan admits on air today that the purpose of him getting a group of men is to instill fear in Kevin.
Yes, and that is, Stephen, a live investigation and one that is ongoing. And I'm sure we'd agree with no way we'd want to jeopardise that investigation and the collation and review of evidence in relation to that. So that's really all I would want to say about that at this stage.
What's your message to these hunter groups?
My message is clear. If you have information, any concerns about any crime, to pass that to the police service. We are the legal authority to investigate that. Whatever your motive, do not do any live streaming. Publish photographs on the internet. We have, you know, my concerns are as well that these groups can be interfering with and undermining ongoing investigations that we have ongoing. That's an issue. Putting people at risk. We're managing other aspects of people being put at risk and the potential for them committing offences themselves before we come to the quality of evidence of the file that we have to submit.
Do you now regret, Paula, sending these paedophile hunter groups a 30-point plan as to the evidence, how the evidence needs to be collated, the qualifications they would need to have in order for information and evidence to stand up in court. Do you regret that?
Well, I think we talked about the letter last week, and the most important point about that letter is on the first page, before we came to trying to get evidence, on the first page it clearly said, we cannot support what you do and we strongly advise against what you do. And we asked them if they had any information to report it to us. That was the first message on the front page of that letter.
And then a 30-point plan.
Well, it went on again. One of the issues then it highlighted was our challenges in getting evidence, and I think this has been articulated by others. So what the issue was, and there were several drafts of the letter. The letter that actually went out didn't have as many as 30. It had 19, but that's a moot point. The issue is that we did ask, but what it was trying to get evidence. It was trying, you know what, our role as the police is to collate evidence. So in good faith, people wrote asking, we haven't got this evidence. And they actually listed, Stephen, and this is important, they listed specific cases. It wasn't a proactive letter, it was reactive.
Okay.
So it was people in good faith trying to get evidence. And that's how the letter concludes. We need this evidence. And just what this important point, we were trying to do that.
Okay.
Now, I have listened to what has been said last week. And obviously the perception was that's not what it was about, but it's really important. That was what the intention was.
Okay.
If it's perceived as anything else, I welcome that. I can clarify that. It was not a checklist.
Let me ask one final question. I think this is very important. Can you give us a sense this morning of how many people are monitoring the internet to try to catch these people who are trying to lure children to commit sexual offences against them? Because at the heart of the argument behind these paedophile hunter groups is that they are finding people who are child abusers who you don't know. You haven't found them. You haven't detected them. So can you give us a reassurance this morning? How many people do you have monitoring the internet, these chat rooms, at any one time?
Well, we don't discuss either covert or overt tactics, Stephen, but what I would say, because you're right, I need reassurance of the public of what we're doing. One of the issues I raised earlier was the potential to interfere and undermine ongoing investigations. So some people we're seeing, actually, we may have been aware of. And what I don't want is to jeopardise one of our investigations by involvement of male, maybe perhaps in some cases, well-meaning individuals. So we have that potential. Secondly, we have a team, the Child Internet Protection Team, who work closely with our colleagues in NCA, and they regularly carry out proactive search operations and investigations. And from April last year to the end of December, they had carried out over 130 searches.
Okay. Paula, we really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you. And just to remind you, you can see Kevin's report on BBC Newsline tonight at 6:30.